Good morning. It's 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. I have a special guest in the studio with me this morning. I have Sean Steele, who's the manager at the Swan Lake Senior Center, and he's here to talk about how September is National Senior Center Month. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I wear many hats to cover this head, but yeah, today I'm in as the Swan Lake Senior Center manager.
So I didn't know there was a Senior Center Month.
Are we having an honest conversation? Neither did I.
Really?
I learned about it when I first started last year. Around this time would have been like month six that I was on the job, or seven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could subtract very easily right now and figure it out. But anyway, they told me about it and I kind of missed it. I was confused what to do. And this time it came around and I had a little bit of warning. And so I said, you know what? I appreciate seniors and a senior center, our senior center. So yeah, I put together the last week of this month. We've been doing a lot. Well, we started on Monday and we're going to be doing stuff the rest of the week. So yeah.
Why is it important to have a senior center?
There's lots of reasons. For our purpose, we're called a nutrition, transportation, and support services program in the state. This is going to get a little, sound a little boring, but it's going to get to some good stuff in a second. Basically, so we provide nutrition with our meal service at the center. And through home-delivered meals. People call it Meals on Wheels. That's okay, whatever. Meals on Wheels, home-delivered meals. Transportation, we have the bus system in town, the paratransit. We work with the community ride. We do the paratransit in town. So we get seniors and persons with disability to doctor's appointments and grocery store, you know, anywhere they want to go. I think that's pretty easy to see the benefit of getting people to where they need to go, especially people that generally have a harder time getting around. Support services, you can come to my office. I'm a state Medicare counselor. So we offer all these great things that we'll do for you, help you fill out forms. You know, seniors are a very vulnerable population. They're no different than you or I as far as, you know, people, but they generally, you know, are more vulnerable, tend to lean towards being isolated. So this is a place they can congregate. This is a place they can get help. This is a place that they can come eat. This is a place that we can drive you to places you need to go. You know, go get those preventative checkups or, you know, whatever you need to do. I think, you know, I mean, there's a lot of probably deeper things to say that we can possibly do, but that's a pretty good, summation.
So a lot of people have a different idea of when someone becomes a senior. AARP will send you something in the mail when you turn like 45. What is the definition age of senior?
For us and for the program, based on we get some of our funding from the Older Americans Act, and if I'm not mistaken, this is where our definition comes from. For us, it's 60 years old. I've met people that are 85 who said, I'm not a senior. So, you know, clearly there's this misconception about what a senior is, and I think a lot of people have this idea that the minute you turn 60 and you admit that you're a senior, that you become this vulnerable person. And like I was just saying, there's no difference between you, me, 12-year-old, 6-year-old, we see different things depending on our age, but there's really no difference. Just, you know, you've got a little spice in your life. You've seen some things, and yeah, you get rewarded for it. So, you know, we offer hopefully some that little bit of reward.
And you actually have quite a few events that have already happened this week to celebrate National Senior Center Month.
Yes, I tried to get in a little bit earlier to get an interview. You guys are packed. You guys have got
there's a lot happening in this town.
There's always a lot happening, and I think I asked, you know, like a month ago, you guys are booked, but so I'm sorry for people who might have missed it. So on Monday we had the University of Alaska Southeast and the UAA, the up north, they have a cohort of nurses that study in town. You know, anyway, they were over at the center passing out or giving blood pressure checks, and then we had Angela McGraw and Alyssa Sexton from Sitka Community Hospital passing out information on blood pressure. So we did blood pressure checks, you know, the basic stuff that you want to know. I have good blood pressure if anybody's curious. I did well. I passed.
Well done.
Yes. Yesterday we had the wonderful people from the Raptor Center hosted us. And, you know, they went on a tour. I wasn't personally there. I had to send somebody else because, you know, I had to keep the fort down over the center, but you know, we got good feedback. They had us there. They brought out an owl for us to see. I did see that. I saw the owl. So today, well, that's what we did so far. Today is the big day, depending on who you are, because it revolves around food.
Food is sometimes important in a celebration.
Food, you know what? As much as you want to pretend it is the most important thing generally in a celebration is the food.
And we read the Swan Lake Senior Center's menu every day, which is subject to change, we understand.
It's a divisive topic. It's funny because when Rob would read it, I would get people that would complain that it was wrong. So then I was like, you know what, we're going to stop doing the menu. And then we got people that were upset that we didn't have a menu anymore. So, you know, it's just these tough tug-of-wars you got to play when you're running the senior center.
What's for lunch today?
Today, special day. I'm going to start this off with, and I cannot stress it enough, you have to RSVP. We do not have enough Cornish game hen. That's what we're having. We're having Cornish game hen today. We do not have enough Cornish game hen for, you know, every person that's over 60 to walk off the street. There's limited space available. We've got, I think, about 75 spaces, and 50 of them are already taken. So you have to call.
And what's that number?
747-8617. And if you call right now, somebody else is going to answer. But as soon as this interview is over, it'll probably be me answering the phone.
So you may have to disappoint some folks.
I might have to disappoint you. I'm just saying, if you would like to be involved, go ahead and call. The lunch will start at 11:30 for those of you. Tomorrow, since I just keep going with what we got going on, Thursday, I am a state-certified Medicare counselor. I mentioned that. Mm-hmm. I'm giving an overview. Great. I'm giving a presentation on the basics of Medicare from 12:30 to 1:30 after lunch on Thursday. And then Friday after lunch from 12 to 1 is an hour of free prize bingo.
Nice.
It's free. There's prizes. We prefer that you just call and let us know you're going to be there so that we kind of get an idea of who's going to be there for lunch. But that's about it. And you must be 60 or over.
Okay.
You don't have to admit you're a senior.
And I think there shouldn't be a stigma to the word senior.
No, there shouldn't be.
Your next campaign.
Right. And that's what I've been trying to do since I've been there, is really just try to quell these misconceptions about what a senior is. And it's okay to be a senior. You know, I had some misconceptions about how cool it was going to be when I retired. And I realized it's a little bit more arduous than I had originally believed, that you don't just, you know, float away to somewhere and stick your feet up on the desk. It's a little bit harder, but it's not bad being a senior. Not in this town anyway.
Well, speaking of whittling, you have a craft fair on Saturday, but it has a great title. It's Hip and Homemade, a Mature Market.
Yes, that's right. I almost forgot about Saturday. 9 to 2, we're having seniors, any senior, if you want to sell your crafts at this fair, you can. You must be over 60, but you can sell your crafts there. The tables are free to have, but seniors, generally are very crafty. Most of the ones I come across make me all sorts of stuff. I got this awesome scarf last year. So if you want to sell any of your wares, we're going to have, it's a little bizarre. Hip and homemade. Or it was handmade. I don't know. There's home or hand. I've changed it like 9 times, but it's hip for sure. You know, this isn't little dainty stuff. You know, we got jewelry. We've got baskets. I think there might be hats. But there's all sorts of stuff. It's going to be a good time.
So there's a lot going on this week. Is there anything new coming to the center on a regular basis?
We just picked up karate every Tuesday at 4:00.
That sounds really ambitious.
Yes, and we've got 3 people so far into it, 3 or 4. So, you know, we'd love to open the ranks, and it's just another cool thing. Like, if you don't really want your exercise in the traditional curling and, you know, squat thruster, I don't know, whatever you don't want to think of exercise as, maybe karate sounds like a better one. We're in work right now to also do senior yoga, but stay tuned.
And how will people find out about these new additions?
Well, karate, I'm telling you now, and I will try to do some more advertising, but the yoga, you know, like I said, we're in discussions. As soon as we get it, we will let everybody know. Maybe I'll get another interview.
Plan now.
Yes, in advance. I will plan before we know.
Well, I'd like to thank my special guest, Sean Steele, manager of the Swan Lake Senior Center. Remember, you have to call today if you want one of those Cornish game hens and to find out more about this week's schedule. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.